Let's pray. Lord our God, as we come to look at your word, may we see the relevance for us in the place in which you have placed us, both today and tomorrow. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, it's 9:20 on a Sunday morning. Where will you be in 24 hours' time? What will you be doing? I'll give you just a moment to think about that. Wherever it is that you will be this time tomorrow, today, and what happens here in church has a relevance. Our Christian faith is not an hour and a quarter's worth of duty on a Sunday morning only. It's a 24/7. It affects who we are, what we do, and how we live. But let's think about what that might look for us as individuals, but also as a church. To help us to do this, we're going to need to consider the state of our heart. Don't worry, I've no qualification to get the stethoscope out or to start fitting heart monitors. I know some of you already know a lot about that, probably more than I do. You know which medication you need, the operations you've had. That's not what's going to happen in a physical sense. Instead, it's the state of our heart as far as God is concerned. Now, reading from Mark, Jesus accuses the Pharisees of having stubborn hearts. In some translations, it's said that they had hard hearts. In biblical times, it's not just hearts as in Valentine's hearts and flowers, but it's also about minds. So it's hardness of mind as well as heart. So these Pharisees with their stubborn or hard hearts, there's consequences to the way in which they act and behave. They're so concerned with the rules and regulations, in this case about the Sabbath, that they fail to recognize who is standing in front of them. They don't see Jesus for who he is. They don't see God. They also have no compassion. To the Pharisees, there's no compassion for the disciples, who they would have viewed as second-class citizens. The man with the shriveled hand would have been considered an outcast because he was not perfect. A stubborn or hard heart prevents the Pharisees from being open to recognize Jesus and to have compassion on those around them. Instead, they need to have soft hearts, hearts open and willing to see Jesus, to listen and to act in his ways. So, is our heart soft and open? And what does that look like for us tomorrow? For some of us, when the reality of life means juggling a lot of different things, it can be difficult to have a soft heart. But it begins with recognizing Jesus in all that we do. One of the ways that we can do this is through prayer. Before the day even begins, as the day's tasks unfold, looking back, giving thanks at the end of the day. Prayer recognizes, acknowledges, and guides us as we know Jesus to be with us. Perhaps for you tomorrow, life is difficult. Illness, breakdown of relationship, bereavement, anxieties, insecurities. Jesus is with us. In being soft-hearted, it's possible to recognize his presence. Paul, when writing to the Corinthians, is going through a time of difficulty. He says, We are hard pressed on every side, perplexed, persecuted, struck down. But he then goes on to acknowledge that even in this difficulty, we are not crushed, not in despair, not abandoned, not destroyed, because, and the because is important, we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed. Being a Christian does not mean the hardships or difficulties of life are taken from us. Instead, in all that we face with Jesus alongside. God is at work in his world. He is active through us, in us, in spite of us. Sometimes we just fail to see it. We're not looking. For the Pharisees, their failure to recognize Jesus, to recognize God, leads them to have hearts which were not compassionate. I'm sure you would agree, compassion is a much needed element of our world today. We can see it as a problem to be solved. We wonder, where do we start when there is so much need? Instead of it being a problem, we look at the example of Jesus. Last week we heard probably the most famous verse in the whole of the Bible. We're going to hear it again now. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That is compassion. The death and resurrection enables us to experience and know the compassion of God in our lives and leads us to be compassionate or soft-hearted towards God's world. It's here that Paul's image of treasure in clay jars can be helpful. For the readers of Paul's letter, clay jars would have been everyday objects, a necessary part of life, which had a purpose and did the job they were expected to do. They were also easily broken and then discarded. You have to say, it's not a usual place where treasure would be found. But Paul says we need to be like clay jars. We need to be pieces of clay which have been and are being shaped, holding the treasure within us, which is Jesus. Now in 2018, I think Paul might have used a different example. He might have used the example of Play-Doh, that brightly coloured stuff. No other word for it, but stuff that comes in little pots and can be moulded into different shapes and then put back in the jar. But Paul's Play-Doh would have stayed out of the jar. You can make it into all sorts of different shapes, but it allows things to be put inside it. Jesus is the treasure in us. We need to allow ourselves to be moulded by God to enable the treasure to affect us and to be seen by others. So what will it look like tomorrow to be compassionate people? I think that's a difficult and complex question, one which we could spend until tomorrow morning thinking about. It concerns our attitude and actions towards one another, the created world, and ourselves. It begins with knowing and understanding what Jesus has already done for us, and sharing that in the places and with the people we meet tomorrow? I think it's a question which we could take away and ponder and pray about, knowing your own circumstances and asking God to help you to discern ways in which you are being asked to be compassionate. One of the ways that collectively we can consider this question can be through our life groups, which we have in church. Our life groups provide opportunity with discussion, Bible study, prayer, and action to see how we can live the Christian life in the reality of the world today. Life groups are led by people who are still discovering for themselves what it means to be soft-hearted. They meet weekly or fortnightly, during the day and in the evenings. If you'd like to find out a bit more about life groups, come and have a chat with Susie or I, and we can talk through how this might work for you. Today and tomorrow, to be soft-hearted means we recognise Jesus and are able to be compassionate. But hearts are tricky things. 13 years ago, a person was involved in an accident in which they died. But as a result of their death, my friend's son was able to have a new heart. He'd been ill from birth, and by the age of 8, his only chance of survival was to have a heart transplant. Maybe today, some of us are in need of a spiritual transplant. Your heart may feel hard because you don't recognize Jesus in your life. Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection happened a long time ago, but it's still relevant for us today. Our heart can be changed from hard to soft by trusting in Jesus as the one who gives us a new heart. As I know some of you know, there can be parts of our heart that stop working, leading to bypasses and pacemakers and medication. Maybe there's an area of our heart which needs some intervention, an area where we have become hard and need some softening to take place. Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, is able to come and work with us to be people who are compassionate, to heal brokenness, to restore hope, and experience God's unending love and peace. At 9:32 tomorrow, will you remember, will you recall that God so loved the world? Let us ask God to soften our hearts for today and for tomorrow. Let's pray. Let's take a moment of silence in the presence of God to listen. Lord our God, we thank you that your love for us is so great that you sent Jesus. We ask that for today and for tomorrow, you come into our hearts to soften hard hearts, to soften those places where we are in need of you, so that we can be the people you need us to be. in your world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.